The EPA has accepted a $2 million contribution from the American Chemistry Council to help fund the exposure study. Some environmental groups are saying the partnership is a conflict of interest for the agency. Tim Kropp is a senior scientist with the Environmental Working Group.
It doesn't make sense for them to say that, you know, that there's no influence and that it's all right for the regulated industries to be involved in a study that's going to affect policy or may affect policy.
EPA officials counter that the study design has been independently reviewed and that the American Chemistry Council won't be able to affect the outcome of the study. Linda Sheldon is with the EPA's Human Exposure and Atmospheric Sciences Division.
The American Chemistry Council, you know, is independent of the individual companies that produce these particular chemicals. We feel that we have complete control over the study and control over the research findings.
Sheldon says the information from the study will be used for future EPA risk assessments of chemicals. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Rebecca Williams.